a sign that something is off balance or ill in the body that needs to be remedied. And two, depression is a grossly misdiagnosed and mistreated condition today, especially among women, 1 in 7 of whom is being medicated. For reasons we'll be exploring, women experience more than twice the rate of depression as men, regardless of race or ethnic background. 1 in 4 women in their 40s and 50s use psychiatric drugs. Although I was trained to think that antidepressants are to the depressed and to the anxious, panicked, OCD, IBS, PTSD, bulimic, anorexic, and so on, what eyeglasses are to the poor-sighted, I no longer buy into this bill of goods. And after reading this book, you too may think twice about all you thought you understood about the causes of depression. We owe most of our mental illnesses, including their kissing cousins such as chronic worry, fogginess, and crankiness, to lifestyle factors and undiagnosed physiological conditions that develop in places far from the brain, such as the gut and thyroid. That's right. You might owe your gloominess and unremitting unease to an imbalance that is only indirectly related to your brain's internal chemistry. Indeed, what you eat for breakfast, think whole wheat toast, fresh OJ, milk, and multigrain cereal, and how you deal with that high cholesterol